It's a glorious April morning in Lincolnshire, and I've moved down from Scarborough, obviously, to follow on the success of Sci-Fi Scarborough with Countryside Link. So we're delighted to actually be able to speak to
Lynette Fleeting
and your team, who are
Jessica Litterworth
and
Amy Sharp.
Okay, Jessica, Amy and Lynette, what are you doing here at Countryside Links today?
We work for LJ Fairbairn and Son, and we produce eggs, so we're here today to explain to children the process of where eggs come from.
Absolutely excellent, really. Now, is this your first Countryside Links, or were you here last year for the somewhat more damp conditions that we had there?
This is our first time here.
So you brought the sunshine with us.
Yeah, we brought the sunshine from Skegness.
Excellent. What more can I say? So what are you doing here? I mean, I'm looking at sort of four wonderful sort of buckets here, which you've got various sort of grains in, including, is this a kind of literally step-by-step guide to how eggs are made then, Lynette?
So these buckets contain the ingredients, well, I say components that go into the feed that we feed our hens, and we have our own meal, so we produce our own feed as well for our chickens.
And from the perspective of education and looking, obviously the youngsters are coming along here, do you think this is a good way of actually sort of ensuring that, you know, people do realise that actually, yes, eggs come from hens as opposed to supermarkets?
Absolutely. I think it's really important to see where your food comes from. So we've brought the raw materials, the wheat, barley, the maize, and then the finished feed products, but we've also brought day-old chicks with us today, as well as...
Oh, they always know.
I know, they're so cute and fluffy. And we've also brought point-of-lay hens with us so that they can see the difference from where they come from to what they grow. And then also eggs as well, in a tasting session with Chef Rachel Green. So we've got the full cycle today, from feed to eggs.
It's just a win-win situation. I mean, Rosie would be proud with respect to that whole thing. And from your own point of view, what are you most looking forward to today?
Just telling the children everything, really. It's going to be a really exciting day. The sun's out, we're ready to go. LJ Fairbairn and Son are ready to rock and roll.
Fantastic stuff. Will you be here for the Lincolnshire Show later on in the year?
Yes, I think we plan to be.
Yeah, definitely. It's a good opportunity for us, I think, so... Yeah, we'll definitely be here.
And for people who actually are listening to this and they can't actually sort of get to the show itself, do you have a website that people can actually find out more about your wonderful company on, etc., for LJ Fairbairn and so on?
Yes, we do. It's www.ljfairbairnpoultry.co.uk, and we're also on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all the social media.
We have moved on from the excitements of chicks, and we're currently standing outside United Retriever Club Links area. And we're about to speak to the delightful...
Caroline.
And...
Sam.
Caroline, obviously we're prepping for what's going to be a fabulous day and looking at some wonderful images here of Labrador, retrievers, gun dogs and so on, working dogs. I think there are going to be some displays later on in the day in the ring as well.
Yes, I believe we're on about 11 o'clock, so there's a few... little things we're going to show what we can do with the dogs, and hopefully everyone will enjoy it.
I'm always considerably impressed with respect to the talents that these canines actually have. What was it that sort of brought your good self to the world of the Labrador?
Well, I got my first Labrador and I tried to sort of do some work with him, and he decided that he didn't really quite like it, so I got myself a working Labrador and just did a little bit of fun stuff, and then realised I actually really, really liked it. And pushed on forward from there, joined the URC, and here we are today.
Absolutely, on what is going to be an absolutely superb second Countryside Links. Were you here last year?
No, I wasn't myself, but the club were. It was the first year last year for us.
As I said before, you obviously brought the sunshine today, so good stuff.
Definitely, yes.
Do events like this actually sort of help in terms of spreading the word about, obviously, that educational side of things when you're relating town and gown and urban and suburban, etc.? I think they're absolutely fantastic. Hats off to Lincolnshire Society for actually organising them. What's your own perspective on them?
I think today's events, especially because it's all about children, and I think that's great to get the youngsters involved in their little, you know, their pets at home, and they can have a go at this as well, so nothing to stop them.
And presumably the talent, the gun dogs themselves, they're sort of just chilling out at present, basically. They're sort of gearing up for a day of performance.
Getting used to all the noises that are going on, all the people moving around, and just, we'll get the man a little while and just warm them up and just get them in, you know, just get them used to the environment that they're in, and because it's completely different to what they're used to. They're normally out working in fields, on shoots, doing gun dog working tests. This is completely alien to them, so what will be today.
They are working dogs, of course, and you've got the theme from Rocky in the background there. It's just a success, all in every sense of the word. Ladies, many thanks indeed. How can people get in touch with your good self online if they sort of want to find out more information? Is there a website that you can go to?
Yeah, you can actually just type in, if you go into Google and type United Retriever Club links area, and it'll come up, and then you'll be able to go from there.
Or presumably catch you both at the Lincolnshire Show. Will you be around for that this year?
Yes, definitely a Lincolnshire Show as well, yeah.
Well, doing agricultural shows without the sheep show, frankly, is inconceivable. And we're delighted now to be able to speak to a gentleman who I don't think we've actually met before. We've spoken to Richard, we've spoken to Stuart, a variety of other things. And your name is?
Ginger.
Ginger, a member of the fantastic team that actually brings the sheepshow.co.uk to the world. Now, what I was thinking actually about this, Ginger, is it looks a slightly more smaller but perfectly formed sort of system that sort of was normally there. Nobby has obviously moved from sort of his normal top place to the sort of side place, and is up there.
No, this is new. This is Doggy's Nobby's normal place. This is the Sheep Roadshow. It's the same. You'll get the same information, but better presented than Richard and the Kiwis.
I couldn't possibly comment. All those years working with Richard, unbelievable.
All I can say is I have three of the best dancing sheep on the planet right now. Educational, looking forward to seeing lots of kids today, hopefully, so we can drive home the point about British farming and the red tractor. That's why we're here today, to work alongside the NFU and promote from the field to the fork. So hopefully we can get some good messages across to the kids today, and the adults, of course.
Absolutely. And presumably no sheep shearing today, or is Sean the shearer actually doing double duty?
No, I do have some shearers here. I would love for the sun just to shift around a little bit, so they they will be getting clips, but they will be definitely going back into a shed tonight for 48 hours, so they're not going to get cold as such.
Well, I don't recall you actually being at last year's Countryside Links.
This is my first time. This is my first time here, so yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. Apparently, it's last year was a bit of a washout, so we're going to hopefully double the amount of people this year.
It's going to be a sensational day. I look forward to returning later to obviously touch base with yourself. We've got Nobby, we've got Dougal, we've got Sam, we've got Sean, we've got Lenny. Lenny, of course, is he still Rastafarian oriented?
Oh yeah, your local boy is definitely the Rasta of the show. He did get a haircut yesterday, so he looks mighty fine at the moment.
Well, certainly any event at the Lincolnshire Agricultural Society would be incomplete without the legend that is Ace Director, Chief Executive Officer, all-round wonderful person. In fact, probably going for sainthood, really. It's Jane Southall. How are you, Jane?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
Very good indeed. As I was saying, yesterday I was at a science fiction event in Scarborough, which was Sci-Fi Scarborough, geeking by the seaside.
Right.
Weather was atrocious. I thought, it's okay, it's going to be all quiet in Lincolnshire. Came down here, of course, this morning, and already we've sort of seen the chicks nicely sort of shaping out from that point of view, with the eggs all set and ready to actually go, the people actually with the gun dogs, the wonderful Ginger from the sheep shearing scenario, and as I've said, effectively they've all brought the sunshine. It's a fantastic day.
It is, and the show ground's looking great, isn't it? And it always tops it when the sun's shining.
I have a sense this is a lot bigger than last year's Countryside Link, so is that just memory playing tricks on me?
No, it is bigger this year. There's more equipment, more things to do. We've actually got some stuff in the Epic Centre as well this time, and we'll just see it growing and evolving year on year, really. We've already got some ideas for next year.
In many ways, it's become the official, well, it will be becoming the official launch to the show season, because I was talking to the Sheep Show people that are saying this is his first show, so he's all getting geared up from that point of view. It's a wonderful sort of curtain raiser to the whole agricultural show season.
It is, yeah, and what we wanted to do, the reason why it's on a Sunday is we wanted it to be for families as well, so they can all spend the day and come out and spend time with the children. And obviously there's lots to do for the little ones as well, which is great.
Yeah, I mean, again, just the range of scenario there, it makes good use of the showground. I think certainly hats off to Rosie for coordinating the whole thing.
Oh, Rosie's great, yeah. I've got her a bottle of wine for later on, because I think she deserves a glass of wine tonight.
Well, it's all good from that point of view. And Jane, are you looking forward to seeing anything in particular yourself in terms of wandering around? It was just a case of, as long as they're happy, smiling children's faces and parents' faces, that's good for you.
Yeah, I think it's just great. Once you see people having fun and enjoying themselves, especially the children, then it just makes it, really, doesn't it?
We were talking, obviously, with the gun dog people, as I mentioned, and they were saying that they're looking forward, obviously, to this year's Lincolnshire show. Do you think the traders are sort of beginning to, and exhibitors, shall we say, beginning to sort of think, actually, yeah, this is a really good sort of trial ground to actually sort of, you know, test things out, and then come up, obviously, the grand June event? It's a case of they can actually sort of even further further enhance their promotions.
Yeah, I think they do, and I think that lots of the people who are here are doing what we're wanting to do as the Agricultural Society, is to engage with the public and teach them about food and farming, and this is what it's all about, and then it just escalates onto the show in a bigger scale.
And the showground, of course, does not rest, because even after today, it continues ever onwards, gearing up not only for the Lincolnshire Show, but for Sir Elton John, and a whole heap of other things that are sort of coming through on that sort of basis. Do you ever get any time out yourself to just sort of say, look, it's okay, let's just go up and do something completely different?
Do I ever get to? I go to other shows. I visit other agricultural shows, to be fair, because I don't actually get that time to see that much at ours. And you're always getting new ideas and different things. And sometimes then you can actually talk to the exhibitors, because you might not get to see them all at your own show. But yes, time out. Yeah, I hope so.
Well, it is critical. You know, you've got to have the downtime and other things to help you. Jane, certainly hats off. I know that Ed Wellman, I think, is coming along to join us together with Katie Dore. We have a few people who sadly couldn't make it because they're either visiting people in hospital and other bits and bobs. So I thought, well, we'll continue ever onwards. We're delighted to support you, obviously, as you know, from Zion FM. Coming up very shortly, another one of those wonderful Midweek Drive Morning Edition Lincolnshire Show takeover scenarios, which are phenomenal. And long may the whole range continue.
Thank you, and thank you for your support, Alex. It's appreciated.
Well, the weather is still as perfect as we'd expect it to be, and we're at a perfect location now, because it's Uncle Henry's at the heart of good food, and we're delighted to speak to PR and event manager Emma. How are you, Emma?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Very well indeed. You've also got Lucy here. Lucy, your official role is?
Management trainee.
There we are, management training. Always good. The next generation. Very impressive, Emma. Emma, Uncle Henry's is a byword for quality, and clearly the innovations that you put together is tremendous there. What sort of things can we expect today here at Countryside Links or Uncle Henry's?
We've brought all of our famous award-winning sausages, which includes our BBC One Show winner, the Lincolnshire Sausage, and we've also brought our new sausage, which is the Ploughman Jack's. We won Britain's most innovative sausage category of the North, British Sausage Week, last year.
So with such a successful brand, clearly being a PR manager from that point of view must be a doddle, really, surely?
Yes, it's quite enjoyable.
And what's your own particular favourite? Because as we look at these range here, we've got Mr. Hooter's Argy Bargy sausage, caramelised onion pre-packed sausages, you've got Ploughman Jack's, you've got obviously the Lincolnshire and the Red Arrow, of course. Any particular favourite from yourself?
Yes, the caramelised onion. It's a sweet sausage, and I quite like it. It's toad in the hole. It's amazing.
Now, clearly the hordes will be descending on this area fairly shortly. Will you be sort of gearing up to actually deal with school children and their parents and so on?
Yes, we put all the tasters out on the counter, which we find the kids like to come and enjoy. But obviously we come to Lincolnshire Show and the food and gifts, so we're quite well prepared for these sort of events.
Which makes perfect sense. And you're also connected, of course, with some of the growing things as well that take place in the show, I believe.
We are, yes. Nikki, who's our head gardener, she's running a free seed planting activity across the way there in the other building.
And not that it's going to actually turn inclement at all here, but you're also indoors in the Epic Centre, so it makes perfect sense in every sense of the word.
Yes, we're being quite fortunate with the weather this year, so yeah, it's good.
And the web address, of course, for Uncle Henry's fairly simple, I presume, unclehenrys.co.uk?
It is, yes. We've got a brand new website and a new online shop on there as well, so check us out.
It's always nice to actually connect with people who are there for year one of Countryside Links. I know Rosie Crest would be delighted to say that clearly back in full force here with a range of rapeseed oil recipes, we've got the fabulous...
Ronnie Ownsworth from Ownsworth's.
Which makes perfect sense. Now, the range that you've got here, I mean, first of all, hats off to the display, because, there's, I mean, we've got coloured plates, we've got Lincolnshire produce wine, we've got rapeseed. It's well thought through.
Thank you very much. You put a lot of time and effort into it. And I'm married to Andrew, and we farm at Fallbeck in Lincolnshire. And we won Grower of the Year 2015-2016 for our homegrown rapeseed oil. So husband Andrew grows wheat, barley, oilseed rape and some beans. And we've cattle, a holly cottage and a vineyard. So on the table today, you've got a range of different sizes of our award-winning rapeseed oil. You've also got showcasing the still red, the rosé and white wine today. And of course, I've got the cookery books. And I wrote that last year to explain how to use your rapeseed oil, because people just think it's for salad dressings or frying, but you can bake all sorts, cakes, pastry, bread, you can do dips, mayonnaise, you name it, you can do it.
And it's also presumably a slightly healthier alternative and option than some of the other things that people use to actually fry in and so on.
It is, and that's the message we're going to try and get across to people today, because it's only 6.5 grams of saturated fat, so it's the lowest saturated fat oil, and it's half of olive oil, but also the important thing, it's a high smoking point oil, which beats olive oil, it beats corn oil, and also sunflower oil.
And from the point of view of PharmaNord Nutritional Supplements, one of our key sponsors, of course, I see it's also rich in omega 3, 6, and 9.
It is, and we don't make, you don't get to omega 3 other than from your food, so you don't make it in your body. So there's lots of information in the book that I've written, but we've got lots of other information, and we also cross promote Good Taste magazine, which is from Select Lincolnshire, and say we're winners with that. But also we've got lots of information on from the NFU. So, you know, it's not just about us, we're trying to spread the message. Generally,
it's a win-win situation. Ronnie, I think you've already sort of identified the fact that really we should do a location report at Ownsworth's farm and make a full day of it. Would we be up for that?
Yeah, certainly, and I'll give you one of our leaflets with full contact details, because that's one of the things about our oil. It is fully traceable, and we can tell you on our bottles exactly when the crop was grown, when it was harvested, when it was pressed, who pressed it. So everything is fully traceable, which is very important these days.
In fact, we'll take a photograph of the Facebook package as well. It's been a delight just touching base with yourself, and to say, I'm not sure whether there is an award for best stand today, but this would get my vote, Ronnie. I have to say that, you know, it's really good.
Thank you very much.
And we look forward to seeing you again in the very near future.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
The weather, you'll be pleased to know, is continuing its wonderful, glorious passage through life and so on, and we've moved out of the food area into a zone which I must admit is a new one for me. Over the years at the Lincolnshire Show, and indeed last year's Countryside Links, I haven't seen such fast moving creatures in a long, long while. Of course, we're talking about
giant tortoises.
Giant tortoises. The sort of things that Charles Darwin would have built an entire theory of natural selection on, I believe.
Absolutely, yes. Even in Lincolnshire as well. Didn't have to go to the other side of the world for it.
Precisely. You know, I mean, that with respect to Joseph Banks, capitalising the whole thing. Why bother with that Voyage of the Beagle? We're delighted to speak, of course, to
Adrian Graham.
Adrian, when I saw your name on the programme today, I thought, this is extraordinary, this is intriguing. And, you know, they are all, I mean, we've got one, two, three, about six of them, effectively.
Seven of them. There's another big one around the corner there, our biggest male.
Magnificent seven, obviously.
Oh, obviously, yes, yes.
But not quite as speedy. What is it about tortoises in particular? I mean, they a few years ago, and I'm speaking possibly of my own youth, they seem to be very popular, but then maybe when Blue Peter stopped sort of telling you how to look after your tortoise and various other things, they seem to fall a little bit out of favour. We hear a range of other bits and pieces. Are they coming back into fashion?
It's back in the 70s and the 60s, they were very popular as common garden pets. But unfortunately, they were exploited to the point where they were endangered in the wild, to the point of extinction. So they did bring in legislation whereby you had to have licences to import them, and thankfully that cut down a lot on what was brought into the UK. People didn't really have much idea on how to keep them. The idea that you keep them on lettuce and you just put them out in the garden and leave them to their own devices just wasn't the best way to keep them. So with the restrictions, ownership did go out of favour. Reptiles in general, I think, have come in a lot more over the 2000s, and tortoises as well have come back in a little bit. You can still get them legally, but you do have to have a certificate to prove where their origin is. I mean, the big guys like we've got here, the Aldabras, ironically, you don't need a certificate because they were never pushed to the point of extinction by being pets. They're just too big for most people. But
it's important, of course, to draw the distinction between a tortoise and a tortoise and a turtle.
Yes, these are tortoises. By that, they're land-based. They don't actively go in water other than to sort of have a drink or to basically wallow and thermoregulate. Turtles are sea and water creatures. But it is the common term in America for them. Anything Chelonia, as we say. So they refer them, gee, that's a big turtle, you know, but it's...
Bless the colonies, whole new world. I'm sure our Los Angeles listeners will be well impressed with respect to that. And indeed, Garrett Wang from yesterday at Sci-Fi Scarborough. But looking in terms of this, they're cold-blooded creatures. So clearly they are impacted by the weather and so on. Today, is it pretty much ideal weather for them?
This is not too bad for April. I mean, we were a little bit tentative early in the year yet, but the sun's out and you can see they're quite happy, they're grazing, and absorbing the sun. So till probably about midday, their primary function is to get warm. So they'll sit in the sun, get up their temperature, and then later on in the day they'll start to move around a lot more, go in search of food, and be a bit more active.
And what will you be providing the wonderful citizens of Lincolnshire with these fabulous species?
It's a rare opportunity to meet and greet giant tortoises, particularly in the UK. They are very rare in this country, and to see them outside of a zoo environment and in private ownership is virtually unheard of. So it's a chance to get them out there, let people meet them without being sort of behind bars of a zoo. If they want to come in and give them a tickle, have the photo taken, they get a rare opportunity.
I'm sure some of our midrig drivers will be devastated that they can't actually sort of get into the whole sequence from that point of view. And will you be doing some of the other shows during the course of the year? Will you be coming back to the Lincolnshire show?
Yes, we're doing the Lincolnshire show over the summer. The girls have invited us to that, and we're doing the preview shows in Spalding and Lincoln Town Centre. So, they'll be out and about a little bit over the year. It's my private hobby, and they're my personal pet, so I keep close eye on them and make sure that they're happy in what they're doing. But it's just nice to show other people and let them see something different.
So busy season. Do you name them?
Yes, they're all named. Yes, there's seven here, but I've got 31 of the big tortoises in my collection altogether, and you have to know them literally by name and by character and everything.
I just realised, actually, for some reason I thought you were wearing a Bird of Prey t-shirt, but it is in fact the front of a tortoise that you're actually wearing on your person.
Yes, this is a Galapagos tortoise. Most people have heard of the Galapagos because that's what David Attenborough does a lot of his programmes about, etc.
And Darwin.
And Darwin, of course, yes. But these guys are the Aldabra giants. Very, very similar. Same sort of size and weight, etc., just from a different part of the world.
It's been a genuine privilege. We look forward to catching up with you, certainly in the Lincolnshire show and possibly a few other sort of bits and pieces. Yeah, there's a kind of calmness, isn't there, in terms of that? I mean, I've often said when we're doing the country shows that you've got the relationship between man and beast and so on, but this is very much a chilled out environment that we've got here.
Definitely stress-free, and it is lovely to just sit and watch them do their thing, you know, so if people want to come along and see them, feel free.
In fact, it seems almost crass to actually talk about 21st century technology, but is there a web address?
Not yet, no. I'm not a little bit behind with technology.
Very good.
But
nice to see.
The actual tortoises are a bit more technologically advanced than me. They've got data loggers attached to them at the minute, and they're part of a research program across the world, and they're being tracked from America as we speak, recording their temperature, their UV intake. They're dependent on light and shade and shelter.
So they're high-tech tortoises,
yes,
then?
Yes, they're actually all plumbed into the internet as we speak.
And with the wonderful words, "Don't make me laugh, Molly," we've actually managed to identify one of the fabulous folk from Ladies in Pigs. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
And your name?
My name is Gemma Woodall.
Gemma, we've spoken to a lot of folk from Ladies in Pigs over the years, and it's something which seems to be not only vitally important to our understanding of the way in which people get their food, but it's just a really sort of fun thing that you've put together. I mean, whether you're at the Newark show or the Nottinghamshire show, whether you're at the Yorkshire show, the Great Yorkshire show, the Lincolnshire show, or indeed here today at Countryside Links.
We do. We've been running 25 years now. The group of ladies that set it up originally still have a few links with us, but we've grown substantially in membership, and I think all the ladies that come along to help, we have a lot of fun while we do it and promoting the good British pork that we do.
What first appeals to you, good self, in terms of getting involved with that? I mean, getting up on a bright and sunny Sunday morning and actually sort of making your way to the Lincolnshire Agricultural Showground?
I think being, I'm not a farmer myself, but being from an agricultural linked background, my granddad was a wholesale butcher and my father works in the pig industry. I think we see how much the farmers do struggle and how they need the extra promotion. We see it now on TV where, you know, Countryfile and things like that are promoting that our British agriculture isn't surviving very well because the general public aren't supporting us enough. So when we come out on the road and we can do things like this and we talk to general public and we just educate them in looking for the red tractor sign and looking for the right choice to make when they're buying their meat and the products, we actually feel like we're doing some good for the agricultural service.
In addition to that, of course, we have Rachel Green on the showground today, and the range of recipes that Lips actually provide, phenomenal really.
Yeah, we've just updated our recipe book, our farmhouse recipe book, which is tried and tested by all of our members, and we've got over 190 now recipes in there, all fairly straightforward, some of them all in one pot, and just, you know, but it's a really nice thing to be able to talk to the general public and just give them some new ideas.
Were you around for Countryside Links 1, i.e. last year?
We were around for some of the children's days here last year, and I think this is the first time we've done this one.
So it's always wonderful stuff. So anything that you're particularly anticipating, or do you get time out to actually go out and see the tortoises, the gun dogs, and of course the Easter chicks that we featured later on?
We will all take a break at some point today and we'll all have a wander around. I think the nice thing today, we've got Priscilla the pig with us, which is our piggy costume. One of our members will be dressed up in that some
this
point
is new
today.
I don't think I recall seeing Priscilla the pig before.
Priscilla's new to our entourage. She was developed last year, and she's a nice big pink fluffy pig with a tutu that she wears, and one of our members, I won't disclose who yet,
of course,
will be dressing up later, and you know, the children can come and have photos taken and things like that, and it's nice then to get the parents to come along with the children, take photos and talk to us. And we've just got our new children's pack developed freshly this week, so it'll be nice to see some of the children taking that home and doing the competitions and things in there today.
It's a win-win situation. And will Priscilla the pig be making an appearance at this year's Lincolnshire Country Show?
I'm sure she will do, yeah.
Fantastic. Let's wrap up with the web address for Ladies and Pigs. Presumably it's the usual three W's and
ladiesandpigs.co.uk.
Next door neighbours to those wonderful turtles, sorry, tortoises, I knew I'd get them confused, one underwater, of course, one on the land. We've got the fabulous Birds of Prey demonstration with the equally fabulous
Derek Tyndall, Birds of Prey.
Derek, you've got a couple of displays that are going on today, but once again, I'm very impressed by the way in which you actually handle all these birds. They all look as though you've got pretty much the Premier League of birds of prey.
Yeah, thank you for that. Yes, we've got a static display here today from 10 o'clock till 4 o'clock, and then we're doing two flying displays, one at 11 and one at 2 p.m.
And I suppose with the weather being as wonderful as it is, it's pretty much perfect flying conditions. A slight breeze, so it's not as though it's, you know, completely difficult to actually get airlift and so on. Presumably there'll be good conditions for them to fly.
Yeah, very near perfect conditions, to be quite truthful. Not too warm and not too windy. So we're looking forward to it. It's the first show of the season, so things could be a little bit wearing clodhoppers, you know, the birds sort of are saying, but hopefully we'll put up a good display for you.
Well, last year, certainly, I don't think that there was anything would have actually got off the ground, really. It was a very sort of damp scenario. So clearly we've redressed that balance, which is all to the fore. Any particular favourites? I know it might be a bit difficult to ask a team manager for their own particular sort of favourites, but who would you say is your equivalent to, I don't know, your Diego Costa or indeed your Sergio Aguero?
Really, I think it's the little European Kestrel down there, the smallest out of all the collection. He's only 10 months old, and he's the one I've been having a lot of time with just recently. So each bird of prey you've got to spend a lot of time with. We call it manning, which is an age-old term. And of course, with Seth over there, I spend a lot of time with him. So at the moment, he's my favourite.
And in terms of the science of this whole project, clearly behaviourism is very much to the fore. Do they imprint on you? Is that part and parcel of the whole thing? Do they see you effectively as the leader or as the mother and father?
Yeah, that's quite true. I mean, owls anyway, we've got two owls on display today, a great grey and an African spotted eagle owl. You do have to imprint those from a very young age, probably before they even open their eyes, so they do know, as you say, that you are the mother or father. And these guys here are getting to know me, well, I've had them nearly all their lives now, so they know every little bit about me, as I do them.
Clearly, agricultural shows continue to sort of thrive, thankfully, even in the 21st century. Will you be coming to the Lincolnshire County Show later on in June?
Yes, we are. We've been booked for the Lincolnshire County Show and looking forward to it in June.
Absolutely fantastic. And do you get elsewhere? Do you go to other parts of the county or the country?
Yeah, we're the falconers for the Lincoln Castle. And we'll be there later on this year in, I think we're doing a Victorian falconry. Then we've got the joust a bit later on in the year. So, yeah, we're all over the place. And as I say, we are the falconers for the Lincoln Castle.
We really should do an audio year in the life of your good self, Derek. And that's something we must look to. Derek, a genuine delight from us all to touch base with your good self. Web address. Is there a web address?
Yes, we have got a web address. Yeah, it's Derek Tyndall, Birds of Prey. .com, I think it is. I've nearly
forgotten
it.
It'll be there, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm sure you can find it, yeah.